I'm Zara Buck and welcome to day 3 of the Netball World Cup Rewind. In this podcast, we get reaction from Tracy Neville, Claire Maxwell and Hayley Mulheron. And it was the day that Andy met Caroline and Shani for the launch of the INF's Creating Choices.
It's a massive honour. When I started playing netball for England, I never thought that I would have the privilege of leading an England team.
We're really excited to have another pinnacle event in the UK for our sport, and our sport's only going to grow from having it on our home turf.
We want to be playing on the world stage and we want to be playing against the world's best, so we'll go in without any fear and really, really looking forward to that battle.
The Netball Show from the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool.
I'm Sasha Shipway and welcome to an extra episode of The Netball Show with Mizuno as we bring you the latest from the Netball World Cup in Liverpool.
Day 3, Netball World Cup in Liverpool. There was another win for England. Lost for Scotland, but they made it through to the next stage as they finished in their group in third place. Let's start with the thoughts of Tracy Neville.
It was absolutely essential after yesterday to come out very strategically and get the flight back in, get the passion back in, because it was a highly emotional day. I think they did that really well, and I think they combined well, and I think every person that went on really made an impact. I think that's absolutely crucial now going into business end of the tournament.
You've now got the joint highest goal tally of the tournament so far. I know that goals were big after the first match. How satisfying is that for you?
Does that mean we've got more Vitality Netball One level coaches now? Because every 100 goals, don't we get... to be honest, I've not even paid attention. For me, the goals on the board, it's about winning every day, about winning and beating our opposition and being able to combat that, and that's the most important thing to me. How many goals we score is irrelevant as long as we win the game.
Layla's obviously gone. I heard you say that you would like, maybe that we all looked at again.
Yeah, I think international netball has moved on. It was dominated quite a lot by the top two teams over the past decade when I were playing. Now, you know, we've got a range of top eight teams who are coming out every day to compete and can physically push you to the limits, you know, and I think now the tournament does need to be re-looked at in respect to the physical capacity of the tournament. However, it is what it is, the rule is what it is, and we'll deal with that, and we knew that coming into the competition.
How important is it going to be to have Layla around to sort of boost the squad for the rest of the
tour? You know, she obviously went for a scan this morning and I was texting her just to say get back. The girls drew a picture of her on the bench because, you know, she's a valuable member off the court as well. And you talk about as team and a squad, it's not just about your performances that happen on the court, it's about how you know she's a friend, she's a family member, and we were pretty all hurt yesterday. However, she got back in there before the start of the game, and I think the girls really wanted to do it for her today because they wanted to go out there and push it, and she wants that as well.
And it was a special day for Scotland's Claire Maxwell as she got her 100th cap for her country.
Yeah, extremely proud to get 100 caps, and especially at such a, you know, amazing event as the World Cup, and having it on home soil in the UK with so many Scottish fans in the crowd was a real honour for myself. I think there's loads of positives. Ideally, our first quarter would have gone a little bit better. I think after the first quarter, we only lost by 4 in the other 3 quarters overall. So there's loads of positives. Last time we played them, we lost by 20. Today, we lost by 9. And I really think it showed in that game that we can beat them. And then being a top 6 country in the world shows the strides that we're taking forward as a national sport.
What did Hayley make of the game?
Obviously disappointed we never got the win today. Obviously we wanted to finish in the top 2. Having played England yesterday, that was a really tough match. And then again, I thought we would definitely take it today, but unfortunately we didn't.
How much did that affect you? Do you think it did affect you? Because obviously it did take a lot out of you yesterday, and it was a relatively late game and an early start for you today.
I think we are definitely used to it. Most of the girls play back-to-back matches last year at the Commonwealth Games. But again, everybody's in the same boat. We're playing 4 games in a row and everybody's in the same position, so we've got to rise above it, and that's just what it is. I definitely learned bits and pieces going throughout the game. I think we as a team, we definitely made some mistakes that we could have countered on earlier on in the game, but again, we took too long to basically recognise that.
You and I spoke last week, Hayley, about those travelling fans. Did you notice them in the crowd?
Oh, definitely, yeah. There was loads of fans. The Vistal Army travel everywhere with us, Andy.
Really nice to see as well, the general home support in the arena as well.
Yeah, well, definitely. It's great. Like the Vistal Army come with us all over the world. I mean, they've been to Australia, they've been all up and down the UK. They're going everywhere with us, and you definitely can hear them. Definitely the eighth man out there today.
And we're noticing as well the volunteers, the pivoters as well. A word about their dedication to How are things for your point?
Yeah, the puppeteers have been great. They're always smiley faces. Yeah, definitely. They're always there for us, and definitely they can do a better job, to be honest.
Just listen to this. In and around the arena, lots going on, plenty going on in the fan park as well. Find out more online, nwc2019.co.uk.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game.
I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom. That's why I love the Wave Stealth.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
The Netball Show from the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool.
Caroline and Charney, Creating Choices is a brand new INF campaign.
Yeah.
Right time to launch something like this?
Absolutely. You've got the world's attention here in the greatest city on the planet.
Well, it's the second greatest city in the planet.
Behind where?
You can do that.
Behind where?
Behind Melbourne, Australia.
These Aussies are so competitive.
but we have a choice.
We're on the same team now.
We are.
Creating Choices is about creating a global netball team, of which Sharni is number 13.
Yes, what number are you?
Apparently I'm a number 2.
You are number 2.
You did just
Caroline
tell the audience
Barker.
I'm a number 2. You just told everyone at the launch, I'm a number 2. You just realised what you've done. Thank you. She just told me I'm a number 2. But that's all right. And while she composes herself, it's about creating choices, right? We have a choice to get into the game or not, to go out and enjoy.
I'll keep on talking.
Just talk to the professional. That's fine. So what Creating Choices is about is giving people an opportunity, a choice to be part of the game we love, netball. To do that, we're creating the world's biggest netball team. Wherever you are in the world, you, Andy, whether there's someone who's just started playing the game at the age of 5, whether they're playing up against a wall, whether an international, whether they're playing in the Super League, in the Suncorp, wherever they're playing, they can be part of the global team. Why? To join those conversations so that you can meet your mates. You know, all your friends that you've met through netball. I know everyone that follows the podcast, right?
I do.
Nice shout out as well.
For the podcast?
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't you follow the original? I mean, I say the original best. 15 years ago I was doing one, but don't worry about that. The new original and the best
new
podcast. And why wouldn't you connect with all those people that you've connected with, those friendships that you've made, those connections that you've made, those opportunities you've had through netball? And that's what Creating Choices is about. It's about meeting people like Sharni, being part of her team, and being part of that conversation across the world. Being part of the biggest netball team.
Yes, but it's also for players like me who have been at the elite level, and it's like being with people like Caroline, it's like being with people like you, Andy, and we can meet everyone and be together. I think so many people put athletes or elite athletes on such a pedestal, but what this is doing is bringing us back down to ground level to say, this is where we can go and this is what you can achieve when you do make those choices. But that's also not what sport is about. Sport is about connection. It's about the community. It's about getting together and it's about supporting each other. And that's exactly what this platform does. And, you know, we can help women and men all over the world be able to make these choices that they may not have had the confidence, may not have had the ability to be able to make before. And by having this platform, we can do that, which is so exciting.
And is that something that would have helped you when you were shy and retiring, Sharni?
When I was shy and retiring?
Back when you were an ickle.
Yeah, of course it did. But I think for me, I've come from a very privileged world. And, I had choices. I had parents that could give me choices. But that's why I want to give back to the people who don't have those choices. That's what this is about. So, you know what? Yes, it may have helped me, but I know that it's going to be able to help so many more people, all than what we could ever imagine, all around the world that don't have the privileges of the likes of what we do in Australia and in England.
Yeah, and but even, you know, when I was growing up and was a goalkeeper by nature of the fact I was 6 foot, if I had someone like Sharni on my team, if I could get experiences from Sharni, if I could know what it was like to be a world-class defender, to be in those moments, what are the tips that I need for when I land properly? How do I go up against, this is me right now for the purposes of radio, rolling off Sharni. How do I go up against the best in the world and come out on top? If I'm playing on my little playground in Essex, I want to feel like I can be Sharni. I'm wearing the same bib.
Yeah.
We've both got GK on our chests. and we can both be the same part of that team.
Part of the
Absolutely
same team.
Absolutely, we can.
What it's all about, how can we sign up for this?
Creatingchoices.org. It's just being launched right now. This is the beginning, so this is the start. This is the INF opening the charitable arm, getting the money in to help create these choices for the future. But you can get online now, put your details in to find out more information so that when that team goes, you can be part of it.
Unstoppable.
Have you gone for a number yet?
I think we might go for number 200, because we just celebrated our 200th episode.
Always on brand.
With
always on brand.
Nobody
always
else apart from Gaitsy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't talk about her.
Well, we don't talk about
her. She's kind of one of the
frame.
Second or third best defenders in
yeah.
the world.
Well,
I mean, when you've got the best,
it's
in
hard
me,
to match that.
You know, yeah. Essex County Cup winner.
Number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then why'd you reflect on anyone else?
Far down the line.
And it'll be wrong to say...
Why did you bring her up?
Well...
What are you doing?
You know...
Why would you do that to me?
I just wanted to name drop, but...
Yeah. You do have a lot of friends, Andy.
Yeah. That's true. But that's happened through netball.
I know. So, like, you've
and
got your,
exactly
your friend
yeah.
numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what this global netball community will have as well. But we're in it together.
20 million.
20 million. We're going to make it. And we want 20 million.
Yeah.
Too. And we can do it.
Yeah, you weren't pulling any punches out. It was just like...
Yeah.
20 million and... One.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're all out there, so we may as well join.
And we all know who number two is.
Who does number two work for?
Is that the new theme tune? You didn't know Creating Choices had a theme tune.
Yes.
But it's what happened now. Mm. Are we done?
Yes.
The Netball Show from the 2019 Netball World Cup in Liverpool.
Woo!